Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we saw Khan, the Star Trek musical. What's that full name? It's really, really cute. It's a Trektacular. And it is a musical parody of the Star Trek franchise.
A very delightful. Most of the actors play one character, but one in particular, Joe Green, and really steals the show. He not only plays Data, the android who has, in the future, created a Broadway musical using entirely artificial intelligence, but he also plays Commander Kirk's estranged son. It's pretty funny the way he goes back and forth.
It's O'Connell and Company. It's down at Shays Smith Theater. It's just through this weekend, so if that would tickle your funny bone, do not delay. You know, a lot of people think that these parodies are a recent phenomenon, and they're not. If you remember Forbidden Broadway, back to the very beginning days of Broadway, Weber and Fields used to do big Broadway parodies. This was in 1901, 1902, very, very early. And a common target was the most popular playwright of the day, Clyde Fitch, remembered by people today mostly from Betty Davis saying in All About Eve, Clyde Fitch, though you may not think so, was well before my time. But Clyde Fitch at one time had five plays running on Broadway simultaneously. And so Weber and Fields could not resist. Within weeks of his Broadway openings, they would mount parodies of the same plays. And they were a huge success and highly influential in the very development of the American musical.
Well, good news, I believe Forbidden Broadway is going to come to Shays in mid-February.
And I hope our listeners will not think less of me for admitting that I find this kind of thing hilarious.
And on the topic of Forbidden Broadway, of course, Forbidden Broadway will attract a huge crowd of Broadway lovers. But before the show, Joey Buchecker is sort of in charge of O'Connell and Company these days and also plays Commander Chekhov. But he asked, how many people here are Trekkies? Applause. How many people here are Broadway people? Applause. And he said, a show that appeals to both.
We're going to be okay. Yes. It's Len Mendez as Khan, who is back to avenge being abandoned on a horrible planet by Admiral Kirk, who is played by John Cruiser. They're all so fun.
I went to the third show on a Saturday afternoon, and there was a real problem with the head mics for both Savak and Kirk, to the point where I couldn't understand why they didn't stop the show and fix the problem. And then I was shocked when I read your review to find out it happened on opening night. So what's going on?
I don't know. It's, you know, those microphones are very expensive. They're very temperamental. And in my day, Peter, we didn't need microphones. We had voices. And in that Little Smith Theater, but it just is not the way anymore. And so you, in the opera, don't you just sing?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Way up to the fourth tier of the Metropolitan Opera House, they just sing.
But then we went up to Canterbury Woods and we saw Wendy Marie Martin's new play, The Day I Learned to Fly, presented by First Look Buffalo. It is a fantasy of self-discovery. Hattie is struck by lightning and survives, or does she? And she is recovering, or does she? And she's split into three separate entities, sort of a central Hattie, Super Hattie, who believes that she's invincible and has a cape and is a superhero type character. And then Fragment, a pragmatic, scientifically oriented Hattie who tries to reason through this with fact.
Everyone on stage, first class, you noted in your review at theatertalkbuffalo.com, Heather Casseri, Kaylee Horowitz, Sandra Roberts, Anne DeFazio. Now, Anne's been around for a while, but the three others, younger, and yet they're hitting their stride. Really, really well done.
They are, and some absolute newcomers as well. Akshat Sharma, who is very charming as Hero, the man who saves her, and someone else I had not seen before. Emerald, is it Jaciel? Jaciel, who plays the doctor. It is a comedy, despite what we've just described to you. It is a comedy and prompts a lot of discussion at the end as to what actually occurs, particularly since the script also makes us realize that all of the narration is unreliable. They're doing two more weeks up at the Canterbury Woods Performing Arts Center, and that is The Day I Learned to Fly from First Look Buffalo. Well, next week, I look forward to hearing all about your Broadway trip, Mr. Hall.
Yes, I'll have the facts and figures, and I'll be able to gush over all the stars we saw.
Okay, for Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.